How justice is blended with mercy. Through Jesus, God's mercy was manifested to men, but mercy does not set aside justice. The law could not be changed, but God sacrificed himself in Christ for man's redemption. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. The law requires a righteous life, a perfect character, and this man has not to give. But Christ, as man, lived a holy life and developed a perfect character. These he offers as a free gift to all who will receive him. His life stands for the life of men. Thus they have remission of sins that are past. More than this, Christ imbues men with the attributes of God. He builds up the human character after the similitude of the divine character. Thus the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in the believer in Christ. God can be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. It had been Satan's purpose to divorce mercy from truth and justice. But Christ showed that in God's plan they are joined together. The one cannot exist without the other. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. By his life and his death, Christ proved that God's justice did not destroy his mercy, but that sin could be forgiven, and that the law is righteous, and can be perfectly obeyed. Satan's charges were refuted. Another deception was now to be brought forward. Satan declared that the death of Christ abrogated the Father's law. Had it been possible for the law to be changed or abrogated, then Christ need not have died. But to abrogate the law would be to immortalize transgression and place the world under Satan's control. Because the law was changeless, Jesus was lifted up on the cross. Yet the means by which Christ established the law Satan represented as destroying it. Here will come the last conflict of the great controversy.